devil's advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show rolling through the happy hour, the Friday edition. That's always the happiest one of the week. Your call is always welcome here at 844-967-2789. Going there next. But a couple of quick updates from the state of Wisconsin. The Trump-endorsed Tim Michaels has been allowed onto the ballot, the challenge to his ballot signatures, bad address or something. It has been denied by the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and I believe host Mark Thompson, who does a show on Monday nights here and also happens to be a Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, said, you know, the exception we just made, letter of the law says Tim Michaels, not on the ballot, this Trump-endorsed guy, but we used the spirit of Wisconsin, effectively said, you know, the people wanted him on. He didn't mislead them in any material sort of way. There is no fraud being perpetrated. Put him on the ballot. Clearly, he had enough support. But, you know, guys like Abelman, other people would, what, throw people like Mark Thompson and Jacobs in jail for making an administrative decision in the midst of a pandemic. And, oh, yeah, the guy that would like to throw them in jail, or at least, you know, has been the tool of Trump, Michael Gableman. Just talked about him just a bit. Well, he was in a Dane County courtroom today being quite contemptuous, and he was found in contempt of court. So, you know, Republicans being bad.
The former Republican Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice
assigned by... Well, that's a nonpartisan role, Dom.
Yeah, right.
He hasn't shown any colors, has he?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I love his... when he came out of the courthouse... And apparently he stormed out. You know, he took his ball and went home. The judge found him in contempt of court. I mean, he's just basically chastising a judge from the witness stand. And then he went out and he said, well, you know, if I'd ever treated anyone the way I was just treated, you know, like God is my witness, you know, I hope to do better or something of this sort. I'm thinking, you don't recall your interaction with Mark Spreitzer? You know, the shame on you. Shame on you. You know, that... I mean, this guy's been contemptuous. He's been judgmental, right? You know, if you got a nose ring and purple hair and you're unmarried living in sin, well, you must be a Democrat.
Shame on you.
What? Shame on you.
Yeah, this guy. That pugnacious, petulant, corrupted, overstuffed former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. Contemptuous. Throw that in the category. Contempt of court. The finding today and the... explanation really beyond, you know, he wasn't even charged criminally. It wasn't like he was a defendant. He was there under an administrative law code, public records. Why do you keep destroying the records? Why are you destroying what is effectively evidence? Well, I can't keep it all. I do what I want. If you're going to hold that against me, well, screw you, judge. I'm taking my ball and going home. So that's the latest. There's your update, people. 844 967-2789. Let's get to some callers like Glenda from Madison. Welcome, Glenda.
Hi, Glenda.
Well, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I got to tell you guys how much I enjoy looking forward to hearing you at this hour every day. It's just awesome to hear
you two together.
Oh, you're welcome. And I wanted to tell you that I was listening to Tom Hartman yesterday, and either he made this statement or one of his callers did, but apparently, there's right around 600 windows at the Capitol in Washington that are reinforced, okay? And there are 12 that are not. Well, guess what windows these guys went through?
Yeah, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the militia sorts, yeah. The militaristic sorts. Yeah. They did reconnaissance. Yeah. They found the weak points in the perimeter. And they were at the directive of, you know, we can only assume Donald Trump at this point because that's what Liz Cheney said. But at the directive, at the bequest of Donald Trump and perhaps some intermediaries, these guys were there to break a hole, to breach the wall, and to open a hole for the mob to come in and, let's just say, hang Mike Pence.
That just sent chills through my body when I heard that. I thought, wow, this is just unbelievable what these people did. It's just unreal.
Glenda, did you watch until Officer Edwards, the Capitol Police officer, was talking about, like, people slipping in the blood?
I heard that, though, when I was listening to the news today. I heard that on a show, and it was unbelievable. The poor woman suffering from a concussion. It can take a really long time to come back from that, too. So these brave officers risking their lives for these people. It's just unreal.
You know what, though? Fox News and right-wing talk radio, they wouldn't see it that way today. You know, they're supportive of their patriots. You know, they were there to uphold the outcome, the will of the people. Donald Trump yesterday was bragging, Glenda, you know, his greatest movement of all time.
Right. Right. But the will of the people is the majority of the population. And the majority of the population is thinking that this was illegal and they should never have done this.
Yeah, but if it weren't for those 3 or 4 million illegals that they let vote. That's what Trump said in 16 when he won, Glenda.
Right.
Really appreciate you listening, Glenda. We look forward to people like you calling us. Also, friends like Chris from Sun Prairie. Chris, did you just have a birthday? Is someone in the family
happy birthday,
a Gemini?
Chris.
Yeah, I did.
You know who else's birthday it is? The lovely and talented Mrs. Salvia.
Yeah, Steffi's birthday is today.
Oh, well, yeah. Happy birthday to Mrs. Salvia.
It's birthday month for all of us, isn't it, Chris?
Birthday month. So, wow, what a big birthday month. We're going to have to do something one of these birthday months. Maybe we could all go out and celebrate. That would be fun.
Well, I seemingly get invited on Fox News at least once a year on my birthday.
Well, that's no fun.
No, not really. Chris, I didn't mean to keep interrupting. Your political thoughts?
Well, you know, when I was watching this, I what keeps on going through my head is, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to go to Washington again and walk around to senators' offices and speak to people and, you know, ask them about legislation. Before all this happened, you know, I would go down there with different groups, and we could go down and talk to them about legislation. And I don't know if we're ever going to get to do that again because of what happened here. And I think that that explains, people were talking about the police and why the police didn't shoot anybody. I think the reason is because they are very used to dealing with people that are protesting. And generally, protesters in the United States that go to the Capitol are peaceful. You know, I mean, we might make noise, you know, we might have signs people don't like, but in general, we're peaceful people, and we're looking to put pressure on lawmakers to do things, but we don't look to harm anybody.
Sure.
So I think
sure, but Chris, I mean, looking at those videos, especially yesterday, I mean, it really became glaring to me to see the pretty white police officer testifying about the terrible incident she went through, and then think to myself, well, I mean, if that were a bunch of black people, I don't believe for a second. And then even with the protests issue that you bring up, you know, once they're streaming in and breaking windows and hitting cops with you know, at some point there is a I fear for my life kind of thing, right?
No, I hear you. I think something went terribly wrong. I think there might have been some, I don't know, some kind of stand down on some level of some people.
Yeah, probably coming from Trump. That's part six of seven.
Well, when we were down there with our groups, we would be followed by a group of no less than 30 or 40 police all over the building everywhere we went. Although they're used to us, you know, if we got out of line, they'd arrest us. So we did get, you know, they weren't always real nice. But that's, I was just saying maybe that's why they didn't shoot anybody. But when I watched it the first time on live stream, when it was happening in real time, and I saw people going through the scaffolding and going into the window, I was flipping out. Yeah. I was going, oh, my God, they're breaking into our Capitol. I was telling my husband, come on, look at this. My God, they're breaking into our Capitol. And I can't believe we're here this much later. And nobody's in the higher echelons up in the Trump world has really been put in prison for this yet. And I really hope that this will wake people up, because we're losing a lot if we don't do something about this. We can't let this stand. We just really can't. This was a plot. I mean, there's plot. I think there's kind of like plots within plots. Like, I do think the whole coup was inside the whole riot. You know,
right.
I think there were people that knew more about the more inside plan than just the people that kind of were, like, for lack of a better word, the useful idiots that they brought down there to, you know, do the beating up of the police, you know. So
Well, the mob at the gates would also potentially pressure Mike Pence to do the right thing, as Trump would describe it, or potentially it would cause a delay in the Electoral College count. And what do you know? If you got to, maybe you declare martial law. I mean, there's lots of ways this could have played out. I mean, hell, people had zip ties. People had weapons.
Yeah.
There could have been a dead vice president, a dead speaker of the House, a lot of other Congress people being held hostage. The Proud Boys, my understanding is, they plan on sticking around. They plan on not leaving. Their goal was to hold that higher ground.
Right. And this is why they all need to go to prison. They really do. We need to put these people in prison, every single one of them, particularly the leaders of the plot.
Well, the leader of the plot is Donald Trump.
Right, and some members of Congress. There are members of Congress that have been implicated, and they need to go to prison, too.
Chris, sorry to cut you short, Chris. Our lines are just jacked right now. Really appreciate you calling, 844-967-2789. Pat from Milwaukee. Welcome, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Well, in the words of the greatest douchebag of all, Rush Limbaugh, ditto to what you just heard from that very, very enlightened woman. From Madison.
Mega dittos, Pat.
Anyway, what I have to say today is that, pardon me?
No, just teasing, Pat. You go.
Okay. Well, what I have to say is that in recent years, with people like Limbaugh and others, they started to call the Democratic Party the Democrat Party, or emphasizing rap. Well, I think we ought to rename the Republican Party, and it's as simple as this. The Repugnant Party. And that's all I have to say today.
Well, Pat, I like your contribution. It's just as good as a grievance.
No longer the party of even, I can't even think of Speaker Paul Ryan or Mitt Romney. I mean, the
they seem so foreign, right?
I know,
that was 4 years ago that Paul Ryan left as Speaker of the House, and those seem like kinder, gentler days when... It was just about giving tax cuts to rich people.
844-967-2789. Let's keep going on it. Should we do it? Let's do it. We'll go to caller number three. Hello, caller. I believe this might be CJ. CJ, we're only going to take your call if you watched the presentation last night. Did you watch?
Yeah, I taped it and watched it.
How much did you watch?
This was Grievance Friday, and I've only been on hold for an hour and 15 minutes. That's pretty quick for you guys, but that's okay.
Well, it's been an hour, 10 minutes, and 36 seconds, technically.
Well, how about my grievances? We now have a president that forgot D-Day again. That's a proud moment.
Send out a tweet until 6 p.m.? That's your big grievance, that Joe Biden's not running a timely social media account?
What?
Joe Biden tweeted out about D-Day like at 6 o'clock at night, so it wasn't early enough in the day for you? Should have been an early morning tweet?
I was actually eager to talk to Jim Santel, because it's funny how he only believes in certain laws of the Constitution.
Well, Santel, good news for you, CJ. Starting tomorrow, Jim has his own show, 9 to 11 on Saturday.
Well, he already started. He did it last week, and he'll do it again tomorrow morning. Morning Cannolis with James Santel, 9 to 11. You're not welcome there, CJ.
You can always call. We take all callers, I would imagine. Jim may as well. We're going to come back, take more of your calls. We appreciate you hitting us up at 844-967-2789. Callers, be patient. We will get to you. We'll be right back.
Because I'm unhappy.
Shame on you.
I'm unhappy because I eat.
I'm really proud of what we've been able to do.
That plus crap.
It's a bit nuts.